Sharing scripture with our children may seem challenging, but Beth Guckenberger has learned how to do it. Today on Making Your Life Count, Beth describes her experience.
She came home from school about a week after I had made this decision to tell me how lame our spring break plans were. And the reason our spring break plans were lame was because she was a ward of the state. We couldn't leave the state. And I was on the tip of my tongue to tell her she was the cause and don't blame me. But instead, I just said, oh, you know what? It's going to be a great next week. Well, God's in it. He's got a future for us, and it's full of hope. And I knew I was saying Jeremiah 29:11. I didn't say like, hey, the prophet Jeremiah says. She had a homework assignment, tons of things that were due the next day, probably had known about it for a month, hadn't started it yet, totally in panic mode, blaming everybody around her.
And even in this hectic situation, Beth was able to share hope found in God's word.
I wanted to say, how long have you known about that homework assignment? But instead I just said, you know what? He's before all things and him all things hold together. Let's just get started. Knowing I was talking about Colossians, but I didn't say that to her. But that truth, that like sense of like confidence, that spiritual peace entered into the conversation and we got started instead of fighting.
And as Paul writes in Colossians, Jesus is before all things and in him all things hold together.
And I think that's what that looks like, that I just get to be an image bearer. I don't actually have to do her homework. I don't have to be responsible for the fact she hasn't done her homework. I don't have to shame her about not doing her homework. I just am an image bearer. So do it. Bear his image.
What a wonderful reminder. Yes, you are God's image bearer. And you can bring hope and light to a hectic world, including to your own children's lives.